SBS Dutch is op woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends. Je kunt op verschillende manieren naar ons luisteren. Via de radio, digitale tv, online of met de SBS Radio app. SBS Dutch.
Volgende maand is het 400 jaar geleden dat Dirk Hartog voet aan wal zet in West-Australië. Het Maritime Museum in Sydney bedacht een verrassende manier om dit te vieren. Kim Tao is marketing manager van het museum en zij vertelt wat er die dag gepland staat.
So we're hosting a lecture by Dr. Wendy van Dijvenvoort. And she's a senior lecturer in maritime archaeology at Flinders University in South Australia. And so we're doing this in conjunction with the Netherlands Embassy and also the Consulate General in Sydney. And so she's going to present a really interesting talk about the ships of exploration and the East Indiamen and also the remains of the ships that were sunk on Western Australia's coast.
Quite a few there.
There are, yeah. And so we've actually got some of the material from those shipwrecks as part of our museum collection. And so I think it's going to be a really interesting talk by Wendy because she's going to look at whether Dirk Hartog's encounter with the West Coast was accidental or whether it might even have been planned a little bit.
That remains the controversy, doesn't it? Was he a man on a mission to find land?
Exactly, and I think it's a very intriguing proposition, and hopefully Wendy will be able to enlighten us a little bit during her talk.
Do you have a rooftop projection? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so as we run a program of changing roof projections at the Australian National Maritime Museum in Sydney, and so we use our iconic roof line, which is designed to represent ships and sails and waves, and so it's one of the largest projection surfaces in Sydney and probably in Australia. And so what we've been doing is experimenting with digital technology to tell stories on our rooftop and engage with the audiences that pass through Darling Harbour. At night time. And so what we've done is worked with University of Technology Sydney and developed a 3-minute projection which will look at Dirk Hartog's encounter with the West Coast and look at the story looking at his journey from departing the Netherlands in 1616 and coming around the Cape of Good Hope and encountering the West Coast in October 1616.
The most exciting development, this.
It is, and it's something different that we're offering. There's a whole range of events that are planned with the Dutch Embassy for the marking the 400th anniversary of Dirk Hartog's landing. But I think our one will be quite spectacular and quite different to a lot of the other offerings.
So does that mean that everybody's able to see this? Because you say projecting onto the roof line, that means that from the street side or for Darling Harbour side, everybody can watch.
Yeah, well, the best viewpoints will be the Pyrmont Bridge in Darling Harbour and also Cockle Bay and any of those restaurants and things across from the museum in Darling Harbour will have a really great view. I think it's just something a little bit different. It'll use light and sound and new technology in exploring this story.
I think this is a wonderful way to celebrate 400 years.
It will launch on the 20th of October, so that's a Thursday night. And it will run until the 6th of November, so for about 2 weeks, and it'll be showing nightly after dark. So we're hoping to get as many people out as possible and engaging with this show and learning a bit more about the Dirk Hartog anniversary.
It's a wonderful thing to do. The lecture by Wendy van Dijvenvoort, when is that?
That's on the 20th of October. That's at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we'll follow with the launch of the roof projection right after the talk.
Congratulations, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Annika.